Well, in Turkey, the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, has strongly condemned the military's airstrikes on its fighters in the southeast. The PKK said that the Turkish airstrikes violate a ceasefire agreed 2 years ago. The group also said that the raids have not caused casualties among its members. Turkish media reported that the military launched airstrikes on two PKK bases in the Daglika area of Hakkari province. The military has not confirmed the raids, but in a statement it said that, quote, terrorists had launched attacks against security forces on Monday. It said the attacks took place in two locations in the southeast, including in Hakkari province. Tensions have further risen between the PKK and Ankara over the Turkish government's stance on the situation in the Syrian Kurdish city of Kobani. Maybe Jim Dean from Veterans Today, who joins us from Atlanta, can make some sense out of Turkey's stance here. Well, Jim Dean, I think things are becoming clear, not that it was a guess before, of how Turkey feels about the Kurdish fighters, whether Kobani or overall, and this targeting of PKK positions is testament to that.
Well, we really, we have Turkey doing what it's often done, putting out disseminating information. What I see one of their overall strategies here is they want to get the discussion completely off Turkey's history of having been the main logistics supporter of ISIL. After Biden did his little expose, which was calculated, even though he apologized, they came back aggressively and decided they were going to up the game. But we have a strange thing going on here with this claiming that the Kurds attacked a Turkish outpost. The report said that they mortared and machine gunned them for 3 days. And that was very strange because the PKK is primarily a guerrilla force. You don't attack an outpost for 3 days because that gives plenty of time for airstrikes and artillery to come in on you. Typically, you do an attack for 15 minutes, a half an hour, and then you would get out of there. So that's a very suspicious claim. So Turkey could be making this all up. Plus, the PPK has no strategic value in attacking some outpost in the middle of nowhere at this time when they're trying to get Turkey to cooperate with helping Kobani. Because that would defeat that. That would give the Turks the excuse that they need, because Turkey has claimed that Kobani is a major supporter of the PPK. And that seems very strange, because Kobani would have a much better weapons if they were really closely involved with the PPK. We haven't really seen any 50 caliber machine guns to defend against technicals and 20 millimeters, which are absolutely essential. I've not seen a single sniper scope on any of their weapons, and I haven't seen a single person walking around with an RPG. And I mean, those are basic light infantry weapons, and we don't see any of them at all. So I really think Turkey is making a lot of this up because their attitude is, what can anybody do about it?
Well, you know, what's very strange about this whole thing on Turkey is the fact that, the U.S. came out 48 hours ago and said Turkey's going to cooperate with us. They're going to let us use their soil to train the moderate opposition fighters or terrorists, and then also use the Interlink base that they have to launch attacks. But Turkey then came out and said, no, we're not going to do that. I'm still not sure what the stance is on that. And then ultimately, I'm thinking, and many are thinking, well, why would the ISIL actually, what are they going to do? They're going to stand by and have Turkey attack them, where at the same time, Turkey has been supporting them. So where does all that stand?
Well, you see, this is part of the game that they're playing. Now, the airbase thing, that's just a media hype they're doing. The agreement was is that the base would be used for training, that Turkey would allow Americans to actually train these 5,000 fighters there. But then what Turkey said is said, no, we didn't agree to let them use the airbase, but their context was to start using plane strikes, which is not what the U.S. reported. So what Turkey's doing is creating a lot of confusion here. And of course, their main goal is they say, look, this is what you want us to do. This is what you want out of it. What we want out of it is we want our no-fly zone, and we want this to be a joint ISIL and joint anti-Assad. We want to attack the Assad army and ISIL at the same time, which the U.S. doesn't want to do because they've got their hands full even trying to do some impacting on ISIL. So it really shows how Turkey's revealing how anti-Syria they've been, and obviously what a key role they've played in supporting the terrorism effort on their flank, while the Gulf states have done it on the northern flank, and then the U.S. has done it with Jordan on the southern flank. This is a major, ongoing, multi-year terrorist attack on the Syrian people, and 190,000 dead is a lot of 9/11s.
You bet. Thank you very much for that. It's a pleasure talking to you. Jim Dean from Veterans Today talked to us there from Atlanta.